One, two, three, four.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
Before streaming, musical success was measured in sales. How many physical copies of a single or an album did you sell? But other measures mattered almost as much. How high did you get on the record charts? How fast did you get there? And how long did you stay on those charts?
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin, the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine.
Johnny Mathis, his 1958 Greatest Hits album, was one of the first great feats of record chart endurance. 490 weeks, that's almost 10 years on the US Billboard chart. A world record until... Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd, 1973. The album stayed on the charts for 741 consecutive weeks. That's about 15 years. And it returns regularly. It's now up around 1,000 weeks of chart time. Albums that stayed long on the record charts. Back in Black, AC/DC's remarkable 1980 comeback record. 50 million sold, and it's still selling. So far, 506 weeks on the US Billboard charts.
Masquerade. There's no escaping the jaws of the alien.
released in 1982, and this is still on the record charts, all up 512 weeks. Compilation albums do very, very well on record charts. The Beatles won all their number one songs on one record. It spent 367 weeks on the charts after its release in 2000. And there's... Creedence Clearwater Revival Chronicle, a best of from 1976, 418 weeks on the US charts. Another compilation, Guns N' Roses, the best of, 469 weeks. And...
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. It's an all that Peter is cold.
The best ever compilation albums, Bob Marley, Legend, still in the Billboard chart, 721 weeks. And these numbers tell us that people are still buying records or CDs, physical product. Are they boomers replacing worn-out favourites or youngsters discovering music from before they were born? It's hard to know, probably a bit of both, but add in the streaming figures and it's clear there's an abiding appetite for older music. In total record chart time, Dark Side of the Moon is way out in front, but Fleetwood Mac is creeping up 926 weeks on the UK charts with their now 45-year-old album... Rumours.